Hi, it's Mac. Just a quick response boo to Rob, Acrobat, and Simon and Yana, SM2N, GN2N, on Banks. I think Rob put it very correctly. Why were you surprised? Yeah, okay. We have been with the same bank, Lloyds TSB, since we were married in 71. In fact, I actually had a personal account there since I was about 18. And it became a joint account when we got married in 71. And in general, I have to say, with a few minor niggles, we've been with them all that time simply because we get good service. And we are quite friendly with the staff up there. I know they do change, but in general, the bank has been okay for us and we've been perfectly happy. I was with the Royal Bank of Scotland when I started my business up for the last few years of my working career, which was the worst bank I have ever dealt with in my life, and I couldn't get out of it quick enough. They were useless. In fact, they were worse than useless. And that's not just a personal opinion, that is a general consensus opinion in this area, if not further afield. I've spoken to many other people and who deal with the Royal Bank of Scotland, and they all have the same frame of mind. It is terrible. Whereas the Bank of Scotland, which I have never had an account with, is one of the best banks. And that is in general feedback, and plus the fact the odd time that I drop in for currency exchange or some other special features, they are more than obliging, even though I am not an account holder. And they are great. Clydesdale Bank, waste of space. Absolutely. Won't go into the details, but let's just say I'll never bank with them again. But the crux of the matter and the reason for this boo is that I was trying to find out about 30 minutes ago, which is quite coincidental, then coming out here to get the car ready for the off to hear Rob's follow-up boo. And I phoned the customer services helpline for our gold account just to double check on the likely charges of using our gold account when over in the States. In other words, trying to find out what are the likely charges and what is the best way to use the card. Let's just say that after 20 minutes, well, let's just say that after 10 minutes waiting in a queue, I then got a very, very nice girl who knew absolutely nothing about it and who just frustrated me with seeming to turn everything around in its head. 2.99% on top of the withdrawal from an ATM, 1.5% if you use a card. But then quickly says, wait a minute, that's not right. It seems to be. I says, no, what do you mean it seems to be? She says, well, it appears to be. I says, that's not good enough. I says, I need to know. And this went on for 20 minutes. She eventually says, could you hold the line, please? I'll speak to the supervisor. Came back on. She says, I don't know that much about it, but the supervisor told me that it is 2.99%. If you draw cash from an ATM, that is over and above what you withdraw, obviously. And 1.5% if you on purchases, which works out the same. Now, that's what she said to me. And I says, how can it work out the same? One's 2.9%, one's 1.5%. Surely using the card to purchase is the cheapest way. So then she proceeded to say to me that, well, yes, it is 1.5%, but then there's an additional £1 charge per transaction. And I says, well, okay, but then how does that work? Because, I mean, you know, you could be charged £1 for a transaction that's only a few dollars, or £1 for plus 1.5% for a transaction that's $1,000. And she says, well, it doesn't really matter because it all works out the same, you know. And I says, so what's all? Okay, so I'm going to have to put her on the spot here. Okay. I want to minimise charges when I'm abroad in the States. So tell me which is the best way. Draw money from an ATM and use the cash to buy purchases, or not do that, just simply use the card to buy the purchases, and at the end of the day, what will be the lease charges on $1,000? And she just lost the plot. She just kept going over the same numbers. Well, you see, it's 2.99% on ATM and that. And then it's a minimum of £2 up to £4.50. I said, well, wait a minute, where did that come from? And she says, well, that's the charge. And I said, and is it the same with the card, if you pay with a card? And I was pulling my hair out. And so I just said, oh, well, look, that's okay, that's fine. Thank you very much for your help. And I've got it all written down, and I will digest this later on. She says, so do you know which way you're going to use the card? Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for your help. And I know all my mind, I'm saying to myself, I am going up to the bank this afternoon, and I'm just going to the help desk, and I will ask them, because they all know me up there, and they will spare a couple of minutes to someone to say, look, this is what happens. Why did I even bother with customer services? The girl didn't know from the start. She should have put her hand up from the start. She should have said, wait, and I'll put a supervisor on, or a more experienced person, or someone who has knowledge of this, not me reading off a screen and saying it looks like, it appears to be. And when she went to her supervisor, why didn't the supervisor say, you know, let me speak to the customer for a minute? It's not the girl's fault. It's the training. She should have been training. If she wasn't trained in it, it should have been automatic transfer to someone who did know. There's no point saying to someone, I mean, can you imagine saying to someone who's asking a much more serious question, it looks like, or it appears to be. That's not good whatsoever. So, I'll have to go up to the bank after all. But no matter. I'll give me a wee break from preparing the car and doing all the final stuff for the holidays, which seems to be mounting up now after losing the complete morning. Anyway, yes, banks. I go with Rob. Why are we so surprised how bad they are? I think banks think that we owe them a big favour. I wonder if other businesses, shopkeepers, tradesmen, or people in any kind of line of business that supplies a service adopted the attitude that you are doing the customer a big favour and they should be happy the fact that you're there to do them that big favour and that you should tolerate all sorts of nonsense for that esteemed privilege of dealing with them. I know the best bank in the world. It's the bank of your back pocket. And let's face it, for all the interest you get nowadays, it's probably far better there. And then you can discuss it with yourself. Bye for now.